Tell me how you got here.
Impossible.
What do you mean?
Well, it's something called the infinite improbability drive. Don't ask me how it works, or I'll start to whimper.
But a ship?
Oh, yes, a ship. It's parked in a cup 15 miles above us. Please don't ask me about that either.
Is there anything you are prepared to talk about?
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness?
What?
I know. All non-starters, really.
Can you reach your ship?
From here? No. What's the matter? You want me to go?
No. It's just our ship was found by the soldiers and disabled. We've no means of getting off the planet.
Well, I can't be much help. How many are you?
Three of us are here. Lintilla.
What?
Name.
Oh, Arthur. What's yours?
I just said Lintilla.
Oh, yes. Sorry. I thought you... Oh, never mind. Hello.
Come, you can help us. We've a lot of digging to do and the automatic drill's broken down.
I don't think you can dig your way off a planet, can you?
No. I said we're archaeologists.
Ah. You don't look as if you're in good condition for digging with your arm in a sling. Is it broken?
Oh, no. It's just a pseudo-fracture.
Huh?
Pseudo-fracture. It's artificially induced. All the pain, swelling, and immobility of a fracture without the inconvenience of the fracture itself.
Oh. Is that good?
Good?
Yes, particularly.
Well, you wouldn't want me to have a broken arm, would you?
Well, no, of course not. I mean, I hardly know you.
Right. But the effect is useful.
Is it?
Yes, of course it is. Crisis psychology. The benefits of working under extreme pressure. Nothing more useless than a bored archaeologist. Come on, this tunnel leads to the workface. See this device?
Looks like a watch.
It's a crisis inducer. I set it to mark 9 and... Hurry! They're after us!
Who?
No one! Come on, through the tunnel, they're coming!
But
they're coming!
Well, if you say so.